We're going to go to Zechariah chapter 4. Zechariah chapter 4. I heard that same word this morning. And I wrote it down and I read chapter 4. And then he pointed out verse 14. So he said, "These are the two who are anointed to serve the Lord of all the earth." I looked again, and there before me was a flying scroll. He asked me, "What do you see?" And I answered, "I see a flying scroll, 30 feet long and 15 feet wide." Good size, right? And he said to me, "This is the curse that is going out over the whole earth, land. For according to what it says on one side, every thief will be banished. And according to what it says on the other, everyone who swears falsely will be banished. The Lord Almighty declares, I will send it out, and it will enter the house of the thief and the house of him who swears falsely by my name. It will remain in his house and destroy it, both its timbers and its stones." I said, "Lord, this is going to be house cleaning." Because you got to remember, in chapter 4, he's talking to him about the two olive trees. He's talking to him about putting a plumb line. And he's also teaching us to shout grace. And some of you have been doing it. And the results are obvious. God is pouring out grace on the saints. Amen? Amen. Notice also the one who began the work. And that's what my sister pointed out. The one who starts the work is the one who's going to finish it. And sometimes we get halfway and we get blocked. But notice the scroll is 15 by 30. It has a message about the thief, and they're going to be what? Banished. According to what it says on the other, those who swear falsely or lie will also be banished. There has been many things that are going on in the body of Christ. And deception, delusion, sometimes takes over. And a friend of mine came over to visit on Sunday. And he pointed out some things about different awareness that he's had. I've known this gentleman for 40 years at least. And we go back to the charismatic renewal. We watch the downfall of that incredible move of the Holy Spirit, which had so many believers come alive. You say, "Well, weren't they alive before?" Not really. They were religious, but not alive. But the deception has been exposed over the years. Many, many churches have been falling apart. Did you ever wonder why they're falling apart? Do you ever question what's going on? Is there a banner over this region? Ah. Some of you have seen destruction and you'd question, why is it happening? It's because God's in charge. He's cleaning house. He's cleaning house and he's going to have his way in the end. And those that are in strong delusion, he's dealing with it. Amen. See, and we sometimes think, "Oh, my God, nothing's changed." Oh, look around you. A lot has changed. I remember this young man that I met a couple weeks ago that I hadn't seen since his mother passed away, which is quite a few years now. And before that, I knew him when he was 10 years old. I remember him sitting in a circle like this, around a campfire. And when it was time to share what God was teaching them, my kids were at that time 15 and 17 maybe. And this 10-year-old got up and said, I found a solution when the devil starts to harass me. And everybody's eyes opened up. And we all opened our ears nice and wide. He says, I tell the devil, oh, I thank you so much for reminding me to praise the Lord. I saw him 2 weeks ago. He's now an attorney in downtown Boston. And I repeated what he taught me when he was 10. And he looked at me, shook my hand. I don't remember that. I said, because the Holy Ghost has been pushed out and your brain has taken over. He looked at me like, says, I hope you're wrong, but I think you're right. And I said to him, don't ever lose the reality that you were teaching at 10 under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. At 10 years old, you were waking up the way past your age. He said, but I needed to hear that today. I said, may it be a blessing to you because it came from the Holy Spirit using your mouth, and I never forgot it. Today, this same gentleman, I don't believe goes into any church. He has no time for the Lord from what I can see. At least that's evidence from what his family has imparted to us. Is he happy? I think there's a chunk missing out of his life. And I'm not criticizing him. There's a chunk missing. Hopefully, my reminder to him of where he was when he was 10 will awaken that same Holy Ghost and reestablish what needs to be done in him. Okay? Because again, who started the good work when he was 10? It was the Lord. It wasn't me. And the same Holy Ghost will refresh them when it's time. And the Holy Spirit has a way of getting through to you when you least expect it. Mm-hmm. He was in Connecticut for a different reason. But he met this guy who wasn't afraid to tell him how God used him many years ago. Why? Because sometimes we need a kick in the pants. Sometimes we need to see where we were at one time. And if we've lost some ground, it's time to ask God to, what? Yeah, awaken us. And then what do? You need to say, hey, wait a minute. There's a banner over us. That banner is to what? This is the curse that is going out over the whole land. For according to what it says on one side, every thief will be banished. And according to what it says on the other, everyone who swears falsely will be banished. The Lord Almighty declares, I will send it out and it will enter the house of the thief and the house of him who swears falsely by my name. That's the church. Swears falsely by whose name? Huh? Isn't it? Yeah. So those who are teaching according to lies and deception in order to do a work for what they believe is their God will be adjusted not by you. Is it you that needs to change them? No. Or is it God that needs to change them? God. an intercession, you said, last Sunday. You were praying for a saint, what? Sacred Heart Church, I believe.
Holy Name.
Holy Name Church. Why? Because God's on the job.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes, amen.
And God's going to do something there.
Yes. Amen.
Okay? God's working in His church. Years and years ago, there was a man that named David Duplessis that he had a message. He went all around the world. He was the only non-Catholic to attend Vatican II. And I got to shake his hand. Yeah. Mr. Pentecost. He's gone to be with Jesus now. But he said, the Holy Spirit is economical. He doesn't waste anything.
Mm-mm.
He doesn't waste anything. You may think something is deteriorating, but God knows how to pick it back up. And how to shine it up and clean it up and make it what? Better than it was before. How many have heard of Rick Joyner? When I was at Rick Joyner's 6 years ago, this month, a young man spoke to me and said to me, this place was anointed of the Lord, and we had no clue, but the day we opened up officially, called H-I-M, HIM, that's the name of the ministry, it had been closed for 10 years to the day. 10 years God kept it closed until he had the right person to purchase it. And I'll tell you, Rick Joyner did not want to buy it. He knew the headache he was buying. And he knew the critics that were going to be on the job. And he didn't want any part of it. But he obeyed. And I can remember my wife and I walking down what they call Main Street. It's like a mall. And we saw it in its perfect day. We were there many times. We went there on vacation more than once. God met us there. God baptized many of our friends in the Holy Ghost while we were there. Many signs and wonders happened while we were there. And you know, I don't want to look back, but I see what God did with it. And I want you to know is there's a lesson there. What was done wrong was readjusted. What needed to be removed, and he removed it. And some of it was predictable. I was trained there as a counselor. And I remember this beautiful black lady. She was just a gem. She was a perfect gem. And at one point, I went down there. This is 1981, 82, 83. I'm not sure. But I'm having a one-to-one with her, and there was a lot of scrambling going on at Jim Baker's PTL. And you know, she said to me, Kim, because we knew each other reasonably well, she said, I just witnessed the saddest thing that you could ask for happen in this place. She says, please keep this one and that one and this one and that one. And she went down the list in prayer. Not publicly, privately. Keep it in your heart. That's when the beginning of the fall came, because all the elders that had been with Jim and Tammy were eliminated for high society names. Why am I saying this to you? Because I'm trying to tell you that I've witnessed house cleaning before. Okay? House cleaning is done by God. And we think it's the enemy. Oh my God, it must be the devil. No, it's not. Zechariah chapter 5 says he's got a banner and he's going to clean out the deception in the church. I heard another gentleman, well, actually, what I wanted to say, one of the things that this lady had said to me, she said, I just witnessed this morning one of Jim's best friends was asked to leave his private office so that a person who had high name value and name recognition in the religious world took over his office. And within a year, there was nothing left. Everything that was promised to Jim and Tammy were lies, and they didn't discern correctly. If they had discerned the spirits that were operating, they would have never hired those people with big names, because the intent of those people who were Christians and had radio programs and television programs and mighty, political appeal, it didn't last. Why? What happened? Where was the failure? No discernment of spirits. 1 John 4. Don't believe every spirit that says, oh, you're going to be this and you're going to be that. Excuse me. The banner would try to hit us. That hand would try to hit us. Why hasn't it succeeded?
God's grace.
God's grace. What else?
Protection.
Protection. What else?
Love.
Yeah. Love overwhelms what?
Everything.
Yeah. It overwhelms pride. It overwhelms big names. It overwhelms all those other things. So why am I bringing this out today? Because we need to pray that we be protected. That we look at each other as the foundation of this house. So look at your neighbor. Say, you're part of the foundation. You're a very good looking stone. And you fit right in. I don't know what's next for the house of prayer. If I did, I'd tell you, but I don't know. I'm just like you. I put one foot in front of the other and obey to the best of my ability. But those two witnesses, you can put quite a few answers there. The first one that I had was, you know, the two witnesses are Elijah and Moses. And I thought that was kind of cool. I'm not saying that I know the answer to that. But I do believe that two witnesses will come. And it could be those pillars that showed up Sunday. Anybody remember what the pillars are?
Righteousness and truth.
Righteousness and truth. They are the spirit of the Father. Amen? Righteousness and truth will carry us to the finish line. Amen?
Amen.
And when that truth is come to you, the first thing you have a tendency to do is an emotional response. Don't trust your emotional response. You know why?
Because it's emotional.
Thank you. It's part of the flesh. It's part of the soul, the mind, will, and emotions. Mind, will, and emotions. Soul. Mind, will, and emotions is the soul. Your spirit is higher and greater than your soul. It has eternal value. And it will be with you. And it will be able to read the banner. Or the scroll. So close your eyes right now. Put your hand over your heart. Say,
Holy Spirit,
you are present in me.
You are present in me.
And I need to see.
And I need to see.
The scroll that's going over me.
The scroll that's going over me.
And those that are being checked out.
And those that are being checked out.
And exposed.
And exposed.
The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit
will clean the house.
Will clean the house.
And then it will be,
righteous.
Righteous. And full of truth.
And full of truth.
For God's glory.
For God's glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Don't stop teaching me.
Don't stop teaching.
Keep protecting us.
Keep keep protecting.
Give us discernment.
Give us discernment.
So that we can hear and see.
So that we can hear and see.
What your spirit.
What your spirit.
Is speaking. To me.
To me.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
God who began a good work in this church will bring it to completion.
Huh?
God who began a good work in this church will bring it to completion.
He will bring it to completion. Correct. That's the victory of watching and being obedient. And you know, darkness is not very happy with what we've done. Okay? Because you can see by the fruit. Again today, the Holy Spirit is counseling, releasing grace, and He's using those vessels that are willing to be used for whatever purpose. So be obedient to the best of your ability. Amen?
Amen.
Share some hugs with each other. 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 Some hugs.